Meteorites are really any rock that falls from outer space onto the surface of the Earth. And officially, a meteorite is only a meteorite once it's been recovered and picked up by someone. But most people just describe any rock that comes through the atmosphere as a meteorite.
How frequently do they actually fall on Earth, and how big is a meteorite to be considered a meteorite?
That's a good question, actually. They're quite frequent. There's several thousand meteorites land on Earth every year. In fact, there should be roughly 70 fall every year in the UK. So these are things that are maybe the size of a sprout upwards. So, you know, from just over a centimetre upwards. The maximum size of a meteorite is difficult really to say, because it's really the maximum size that can survive coming through the atmosphere and hitting the ground. So the largest meteorites are about 70 tons, several meters in length.
And the most famous one recently has been this Chelyabinsk meteorite that fell back in February of this year. That caused quite a lot of damage. So how big was that meteorite, and was it different to the ones that you've seen before?
Well, the Chelyabinsk event was really, you know, very exciting for someone like me, who's a meteorologist who studies these things. The object itself was initially about 20 meters in size when it hit the top of the atmosphere. But by the time it got down to the ground, most of that material, most of that object had been destroyed. So, you know, I think the largest piece was about half a ton in size, in mass. So, you know, that gives you an idea how much it is destroyed as it comes through the atmosphere. And what was really significant about this one is it was quite a weak object that started breaking into pieces as it comes through the atmosphere, because they're moving at such incredible cosmic speeds. And an enormous pressure builds up in front of the meteorite as it comes through the atmosphere. And if that pressure exceeds the strength of the meteorite, it starts breaking into fragments. So it appears to explode in the atmosphere. It's actually just dropping all its kinetic energy. So this one dropped about 440 kilotons of energy. So 44 Hiroshima bombs worth of energy. And that generated a shockwave. And as we know, that shockwave hit the ground and caused large amounts of damage and unfortunately many injuries.
So you don't have to have a huge object for it to cause a lot of trouble or a lot of damage.
You don't, but you know, it was very unlucky that happened over a city. It's never happened before, and we're certainly not expecting it to happen again in our lifetimes.
So can we actually monitor meteorites? And I mean, you said it's quite unlikely that something would happen again in our lifetime of that size, but if there was something coming, would we be able to see it? Would we be able to deflect it?
We are. So astronomers are actively trying to catalogue all meteorites in space, all asteroids in space. So we think we've found now all asteroids bigger than a kilometre. And of course, those are the ones that are really dangerous. And they're now trying to catalogue all the ones that are smaller than one kilometre, which is obviously very challenging. If it's a long way away, if it's on the other side of the solar system, you're really not going to see it. But once we've identified them and seen where their orbit goes, that orbit is pretty much predictable. So there is one asteroid, 1950 DA, it's just over a kilometre in size, that's got a 1 in 300 chance of hitting the Earth in 800 years' time.
Is that accurate? Can we say 800 years?
Yeah, it's actually been observed by radar, and that's absolutely the best way to observe an asteroid, because you can identify its position so incredibly accurately and its velocity that we've got a very good handle on the orbit of that object.
Because 1 in 300 seems quite high to me.
It is quite high. Yes, it is quite. It's something to be concerned about. But we know that there's no impact solutions before 800 years' time.
Okay. Brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Matt, for chatting to me about meteorites. It was very interesting.
Okay.